You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
I'm Rory O'Neill.
A NASA administrator will lay a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery today. There are now 5 confirmed cases of the Zika virus. The infection is being spread by mosquitoes in a number of countries in the Caribbean and Latin America. Health officials say all 5 patients had recently traveled to those regions. Very few people who test positive for Zika actually get sick, but there's no medicine to treat it and no vaccine. The main concern is that it can cause severe birth defects, including small heads and brain damage, but none of the New York victims is pregnant. Birth defects affect around 1 in every 35 babies each year and are responsible for 1 in 5 infant deaths. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 27 sunny degrees in Flemington, and the forecast for today is a high of 39. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 26. Friday, there's a 20% chance of snow showers with a high of 39. And then for the weekend, it's going to warm up again with highs in the upper 30s on Saturday and highs in the mid 40s on Sunday.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we'll talk all about our upcoming programs for adults and kids, a special message from the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. Ignoring Glenn Frey's advice, Jennifer lets the sound of her own wheels make her crazy. New additions to our collection for you to take home. The full list of exhibits and displays at HCL in 2016. And much more on today's Library Show. I was not a big fan of Barney Miller.
Oh, you weren't?
Wasn't.
Oh.
Hal Linden, in my opinion, is a terrible actor.
But
just
really
very smug, almost like Gabe Kaplan in Welcome Back, Kotter. Like, every time he walked on the stage, I got the feeling like, here I am, I'm the greatest actor by far.
But it was a really good ensemble cast, aside from...
And of course, this week we're honoring another famous person that died, Abe Vigoda.
Yes.
I'm assuming is why you were playing the Barney Miller theme.
And because I was really pressed for time, and it was the only thing.
Right. Which was very interesting. I read about that on the show Barney Miller, he played Fish. He was
right.
One of the detectives who always complained about ailments and looked very frail and old. Actually, in real life, Abe Vigoda was a very healthy and fit individual.
Yes, living to 94. And I always thought the spinoff was sort of... I could not see Fish like having all these adopted or foster children.
And he actually got his own spinoff. I forgot about that.
Yeah. But also, I figured we could talk about him because he was in one of your favorite movies.
He was in The Godfather. I believe that was his first role.
And he had one of the best...
Tessio.
I think he had one of the most quotable lines.
Which is what?
It's an old Sicilian message. It means Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes tonight. When he unwraps... When... Michael... Not Michael. The concierge unwraps... Tom unwraps the vest with the fish in it.
Right.
And he also came up with the idea where to hide the gun in the restaurant.
He did? The other quotable line was, Mike, can you get me off the hook for old time's sake? At the very end when Mike had him killed for betraying the family.
Yes.
So.
I thought that was a very good... I thought it was a very good role, Tessio. His first role actually was in Three Rooms in Manhattan.
Oh, yeah. What was that about?
This I do not know.
Quite not on the same par as The Godfather.
No. And then he was in The Story of Pretty Boy Floyd. He did a lot of... He was in Cannonball Run 2.
So we've honored David Bowie on the show, mm-hmm. Glenn Frey, and now Ava Goda. We forgot Alan Rickman. He didn't do anything for Alan Rickman.
Well, we talked about him.
We discussed him, but you played music and stuff for the other three.
Well, I don't know. We didn't
Alan
do anything
Rickman's
for
not up
Pat
there.
Schneider either.
Oh.
Pat, was that... No, not Pat Schneider. Pat Schneider was his character.
Snyder was his character. Pat... Marina,
no.
Like that.
But Al...
I don't remember. See? That's terrible. This is the Library Show, by the way. Welcome. I'm Jim Thatches, Jennifer Winberry. We thank you for tuning in.
I do have a bone to pick with you, Jim Thatch.
We will discuss library things shortly. Go ahead, Jennifer.
I blame you on this weekend on you.
Why?
Why?
Why this weekend? You mean the weather?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you got to be more specific.
This weekend, this past weekend.
It was, just because I predicted it?
Yeah.
Last October?
Uh-huh, that's why. Indeed.
I'm amazing. You're just amazing. To recap, I made a point last fall that the weather was eerily similar to the weather when my daughter was born exactly 20 years previous. And then I went on to add, and if you remember... We had the biggest storm we ever had that January.
Yes.
And here we did. Here we duplicated it. Oh, we have a new listener today. My friend Scott, who definitely listens. Pat Harrington was the name we
Thank
were looking
you, Scott.
For. Pat Harrington.
And actually, we have another new listener, Scott, today.
Oh, yeah? What, do they work at the buffet, mm-hmm. too?
We've got this whole
Jennifer will do anything for a free meal.
We've got this whole new group of listeners in Pennsylvania. I'm spreading our listenership around.
So my friend Scott is, how can I describe Scott? He has a lovely family. His wife Colleen has three children, one that goes to Johnson & Wales University up in Rhode Island. Scott is an incredible gambler, so if you're ever betting, kind of just bet with Scott.
Where's his daughter go?
Johnson and Wales.
Oh, how funny.
Why?
That's where my friend Scott graduated from.
Is it?
Yes.
What a small world, Jennifer. The friend that's listening?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's great. We're expanding our relationship exponentially.
Yes.
Two people.
There you go.
If Kiko is listening too, it would be rating sweeps week. Okay, so last night, Jennifer, we had a program. Echo del Sur visited the library again. It was awesome. As always, Echo del Sur is a group that plays a lot of traditional folk music from South America. In fact, they visit each country, if you will, and play a folk song from each of those countries. So it sounds a little tame as I'm discussing it, but if you sat there and listened to the music... With all the pipe instruments that they play and the drums and the sounds of the rainforest, it's actually very beautiful.
It is.
And the most famous South American song, which you're saying, I don't know any South American songs. You do know one.
I do.
It's El Condor Pasa, which Paul Simon recorded. How do the lyrics go to that? People will know immediately. I'd rather be a hammer than a nail. That's El Condor Pasa.
But you would never know.
Popular South American folk song. So there you go. You didn't think you knew any, and here you do. Okay, programs we have coming up this week. Start with tonight. an astronomy adventure at the North County Branch Library with Paul Cirillo. See breathtaking pictures of Mars, Pluto, which isn't a planet, Jennifer, and the moons of Jupiter and Saturn.
Debatable.
Discover what we have learned about planets around other stars and the search for another Earth. Also a description of the next missions to explore space, both manned and robotic. So this sounds very interesting, actually. I haven't... Anybody that likes to look at the stars, and you, everybody has an iPhone in the world except my co-host, what you can do is get an app called Sky Map, I believe it's called. And then you can go out at night just... And Jennifer, you would love this. And you just point your phone up at the stars, and it tells you what you're looking at. What's that star over there? You just point your phone at it, it tells you.
I look outside, and I know what I'm looking at.
You know exactly what every star is in the sky.
Not what every star, but the ones that I don't know, I go inside and look it up. I know where Cassiopeia is. I know where Andromeda is.
I know, but this is everything, Jennifer. I can see that must be a planet. What planet is it? Instead of going inside and looking up and wasting the beautiful evening, you have it right on your phone.
That's what's wrong with today's generation. They don't look things up. The phone does everything. What are you going to do when all the phones implode? I have a friend whose phone broke. He was like at a loss. He was in the middle of applying for jobs. He had nobody's contact
information. What do you look things up on, Jennifer?
I have books.
Yeah, right. You go and Google it. Give me a break.
I do not Google it. How am I going to Google it in my house?
Wait, you don't have a computer in your home?
I have a computer. I have no internet access at home. You didn't know that?
I knew you didn't have cable. Internet, really?
Really?
You're a librarian.
I know, and I do it
all
day.
You've got to embrace these new technologies.
I do, from 8:30 to 4:30 every day, sometimes till 5 o'clock.
Oh, Jennifer.
I go home,
okay.
I want to be quiet.
So once again, this is an astronomy adventure for everyone that likes new technologies and wants to learn about the stars instead of going home and putting their nose in a book and taking... And by the time you'd looked it up, it would be morning.
That's not true, not if you know where to look things up.
Not everybody is a crack librarian like you are, Jennifer.
Don't make me slug you, Jim.
I'm just complimented you.
Yeah.
Once again, this is tonight, Thursday, January 20th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, an astronomy adventure. Maybe we'll see you there.
And if for some
reason... If you want to know where the North County Branch Library is, well, go find a book and look it up.
You need a map for that, Jim. And if you are an astronomy buff already, you might come to the headquarters library at 6 p.m. to see Infinitely Polar Bear, starring Mike Ruffalo and Zoe Saldana.
What's that about? Sounds interesting.
I don't know. It was in
Abe Vigoda in that one?
No, Abe Vigoda's not in this. It was in the Sundance Film Festival, the Toronto and the LA Film Festival. It is an assured crowd pleaser, an irresistible debut.
Okay, Jennifer, I don't want to hear what the critics say about it. Coming up next week, Jennifer, Wednesday, February 3rd, do you have any other programs? You have one over the weekend.
Saturday, January 30th.
Go right ahead.
At the South County Branch Library from 10 to 4, we're going to be having a winter open house. Stop in, take a look at the South County Branch, have some hot chocolate, and do some coloring. And take a look at the button maker that we have at the library.
Great.
Available.
Actually, that's a... what time is that?
10 to 4.
So my daughter's coming home this weekend from school, and she has to do a photo project about a social gathering kind of thing.
There you go.
That might be it.
That might be it.
Might be one of them. The other option was the Elks Sunday breakfast. No? Yes?
Yes.
Do you ever go to that, Jennifer?
I've thought about it.
Why don't you go this Sunday? Carol will take a picture of you.
That's why I wouldn't go.
I'll go. I'll treat you to breakfast.
Okay. You always promised me drinks.
Okay, look, boy, you've really sounded enthused.
You always promised me drinks at the Elks, and I still haven't had one.
You're not a member.
You're not a member anymore?
No, you're not.
You've got the key to the bar. When does that ever stop?
Next Wednesday, February 3rd, is the next meeting of the South Highlands Group of the Sierra Club. Jennifer has another program before that one, though, folks. And what is it, Jennifer?
This Friday morning, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., the headquarters Friday morning book group will be meeting, and they will be discussing The Road by Carmack McCarthy at 10 a.m.
The Road? That's who wrote that?
Mm-hmm.
That was by, like, Jack Kerouac.
That's On the Road.
Oh. I missed a word there. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jennifer, can I move on to Wednesday, February 3rd?
Knock yourself out.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the South Highlands Group of the Sierra Club meets next Wednesday, February 3rd at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. They'll be discussing New Jersey's top environmental challenges. Jennifer, what do you think those are?
I'm guessing the Meadowlands.
What? an overview of clean energy versus dirty fuels, pipelines, fracking, Jennifer. I thought you'd get fracking. And climate change. There will also be an update on current legislation in Trenton. This sounds good. The meet and greet starts at 7, Jennifer, this area club meetings, followed by the program, which starts at 7:15. Refreshments are always served. So this is next Wednesday, February 3rd at the North County Branch Library. Just stop right in. The North County Branch Library is located at 65 Halstead Street in Clinton, New Jersey. So get your big road atlas out and read it instead of just Google mapping it in 3 seconds, because Jennifer hates new technology.
Jennifer doesn't hate new technology. Jennifer's convinced that the new technology will fail one day.
I lost my telephone. Speaking of cell phones, I've lost mine.
There you go. All right, I'm going to do a commercial break. You find your cell phone. See, I never lose my dictionary. We'll be right back after this.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Nope, another dead link.
Jennifer usually at this time plays Don't Know Much About History. Actually, that's not the name of that song. Sam Cooke, What a Wonderful World It Would Be. Is that the name of that song?
Yeah, but every link I get is a dead link now.
Made famous by what movie, Jennifer?
I don't know.
Very famous scene in a movie where someone is going through a lunch line in college.
Oh, Animal House?
Correct. Animal House, John Belushi.
Hmm. All right, well, we'll just have to do it without the music.
Okay, it is time for Today in History. This time every week, I ask Jennifer some questions about things that happened on this date, which is January 28th in years past, and also some people that were born today, Jennifer, on this date.
Okay.
Okay, starting with the events, let's go back to 1814, Jennifer. I'm sorry, not 1814. Let's go back 814, 1,000 years before that.
Okay.
Charlemagne dies of pleurisy as the first Holy Roman Emperor. My question to you is, what is pleurisy? How did Charlemagne die? What is pleurisy?
It was a disease in Tennessee Walker's The Glass Menagerie, and okay, the daughter thought it was pleurisy.
What part of the body does it affect?
Lungs.
Correct. I'm impressed.
Thank you. And Pippin is a musical based on Charlemagne.
Pippin is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Stephen Sondheim. You're welcome.
Okay, Jennifer, on this date in 1547, Henry VIII dies.
Mm-hmm.
How did he die?
If there's any justice in the world, he was beheaded.
Then there's no justice in the world, Jennifer.
Yes. No, how did he die?
No guesses?
Nope.
He died of obesity. Complications from being obese.
Let's see.
Is that at justice?
I guess.
On this date in 1760, Jennifer, Pownall, Vermont is created by Benning Wentworth. Benning.
Could you spell that town?
P-O-W-N-A-L. It could be Pownall.
P-O-W-N-A-L?
Yeah, Vermont. My question for you, describe where in Vermont that town is.
What do you mean, describe where?
Where in Vermont? Do you see the state of Vermont? Where is it? In the middle? Is it in the north? Is it in the south?
Let's say it's on the Canadian border.
Very good, but you're exactly the opposite wrong end. It's in the very bottom left part of Vermont. So if you were coming from here, that would be the closest point to enter Vermont would be. I don't know why I found that question interesting. That's kind of
like Vermont.
It's like a Jennifer Winberry question.
Because I read maps.
January 28th, 1851.
Wait, I have a question. Is it still called that now?
Yes. Oh. Of course.
Don't say of course.
I don't ask obscure questions, Jennifer, that
That's me.
Are dated and okay. then no longer applied to today's world. 1851, Jennifer.
You should try being in my world sometimes.
What
nice
becomes
place.
The first? I couldn't function in your world, Jennifer. I need cell phones and computers and cable and whatever else you deprive yourself of for some reason or other. Moving on, 1851, Jennifer, on January 28th, what becomes the first chartered university in Illinois?
Northwestern.
Very good.
My sister's an alumni.
There you go. You got it. Okay, Jennifer, in 1887, in a snowstorm in Fort Keogh, Montana, the world's largest snowflakes are reported. How big were they?
In inches?
Yes.
3 inches across.
We're looking for 15 inches.
Wow, that's feet.
That's a foot. Well, it's 1 foot, 3 inches, Jennifer.
Wow.
15 inches. Okay, Jennifer. 1956 is a very important date. On January 28th, who makes his first U.S. television appearance?
John Lennon.
That is incorrect. 1956, but you were on the right track. It's the start of rock and roll as we know it.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley is on TV for the first time in 1956. That's the first year of rock and roll, Jennifer.
And that was...
Lennon didn't come to America until 1964.
And that led to the musical Bye Bye Birdie. It's based on Elvis Presley. Loosely.
Good luck making a musical backup question for this one, Jennifer. Well, you probably will. 1958, on January 28th, what company patents the design of their bricks, which are still compatible with bricks produced today? Which I think is awesome that they're still compatible. Even the bricks that were made in 1958 would still lock together.
Oh, Legos.
Yes, Jennifer. Legos. You picked up my little subtle hint there.
Thank you. Because I'm thinking red bricks.
Okay, this was a question for Kiko, if he was listening. In 1960, the National Football League announced a new expansion team for the start of that season. Who were they? If you knew Kiko, you would know who his favorite football team was.
I know who Jeremiah's favorite football team is. I don't know if you have a favorite football team.
I used to be a big fan of the Buffalo Bills. I just like the local teams now.
Let's say the New England Patriots.
Incorrect. We're looking for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Also our Fair Governor's favorite football team.
Okay, Jennifer, at January 28th, 1985, supergroup USA for Africa records what hit single? To help raise funds for Ethiopian famine relief.
Live Aid. I don't know what the song is.
Sing it. Get a book and look it up.
I thought I could do. The song from Live Aid. And I keep hearing the Christmas song, and that's not it.
It's not the Christmas one, Jennifer.
It's the one after, the follow-up Christmas song.
It's written by Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And I think Quincy Jones.
I don't know.
We are the children.
We are the world.
We are the world. Yes, Jennifer. I can't give it to you.
No, you can't.
Okay, Jennifer. And then a tragic piece of history on this date in 1986. What explodes, killing all 7 astronauts?
The Challenger. Space Shuttle Challenger.
The Challenger. That was 30 years ago.
Do you know why?
Can you believe that was 30 years ago now?
I can't believe it, but yeah. Because I'm coming up on my 30-year high school reunion.
Oh, so you graduated high school in 86? No, I don't know.
It was too cold, and the O-ring didn't expand properly, so there was a leak.
And it just one little thing like that mm-hmm. made the whole thing.
And Dick Schofield had called his wife the night before and said, "We're not going to take off. It's too cold." And they just chipped the icicles off. And
so Dick Schofield's to blame?
No.
Oh, he didn't want to.
He told his wife we weren't going. And then I don't know.
Oh, he was one of the astronauts.
Yes.
Oh. So whose decision was it to chip bicycles off?
I don't know.
Who got fired or jailed for that decision? Okay, Jennifer, finally, I only have three people that were born on this date.
Okay.
Which, again, is January 28th. 1841, Henry Morton Stanley was born on this date.
He was an explorer. Stanley, no. Yeah, Stanley and Livingston, an African explorer.
Okay, famous for what quote?
Something about going to find that.
Dr. Livingston,
I presume.
He
never said that.
Jennifer.
Never said
you
that.
You got it. You said it once I started saying it. All right, this one you're going to give me 10 minutes worth of backup. But here you go. Alan Alda was born on this date.
I'm not going to tell you. He won as an actor. He won. He was nominated, and I think he won the Oscar for his role in.
He never won an Oscar.
The Aviator.
The Aviator.
The movie about Hugh Hefner.
That was Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, but he was nominated for supporting that year. I think he might have won.
Alan Alda did not have that big a part. Are you thinking of Alec Baldwin?
I am not.
I'd be shocked if Alan Alda he played like a congressman or a politician in that movie, Jennifer, a corrupt politician. That was not enough of a role to earn. Of course, Jennifer is neglecting to say that he was in MASH, which we all know Alan Alda was the star of MASH and what everybody know him as.
Oh, he was nominated. He did not win. Hawkeye Pierce.
Correct. Anything
he
else?
He was also in the movie Same Time Next Year where he was having an affair and they met once a year. No, he was nominated. He did not win.
Did you like that movie?
And Leonardo DiCaprio didn't win.
What else was Alan Alda in that you liked? Not a real fan of Alan Alda. There must be something in there that I liked.
I like his father was very good in Guys and Dolls.
See, this is the kind of thing I like. What was he in Guys and Dolls?
He was
the movie Guys and Dolls with
Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra and I'm drawing a blank on the Godfather guy. Oh, Marlon Brando. Brando was singing
in
that
movie.
He sang
Luck Be a Lady Tonight.
Marlon Brando sang that.
Then it wasn't that he was on stage.
Okay. I just saw a revival of that up in Vermont when we were there last summer.
No, he was on stage in 1950.
Okay, I was afraid we were going to get into this with Alan Alda.
See, we got into it.
Finally, Jennifer, in 1981, Elijah Wood was born on January
28th. Is he the kid who saw I See Dead People?
That is not correct.
He's a child actor. He was a child actor.
He was, but he's most famous for another role, an epic movie that had three parts. Classic novel about a fictional place. Maybe not fictional, a long ago place on that had elves in it and dwarves.
Are you trying to do The Hobbit, The Lord of the Rings?
The Lord of the Rings. I'm not trying. I'm doing it.
I don't really think they were elves and dwarves, but they had his own language. Tolkien created his own language.
Obviously, Jennifer never had read The Lord of the Rings.
No, but
are not elves and
they
dwarves
were, but they were, but
in
they
The Lord of the Rings.
They weren't called elves and dwarves. Did you ever read the books? They had their own language.
Jennifer. It's time to get cable. They were called elves and dwarves.
Not in the books, they were not.
So you're saying the Lord of the Ring book was written in a different language that people couldn't understand?
It's called Elven.
After what, Jennifer?
Tolkien created this entire language.
Right, but he didn't write the book in that language, Jennifer, because you wouldn't have understood it.
Parts of it were. There's like whole glossaries and books on Tolkien.
So you're telling me if I picked up the book, Lord of the Rings, I will not find the word dwarf or elf in there?
I don't know. Not,
you're going down the wrong road here.
Slippery, slippery, slippery.
Elijah Wood played Frodo Baggins in the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Did he?
He did indeed. He was also in several other movies. You probably know some of them. He was also in a TV show called Wilfred, where his dog was a person, kind of came to life, just talked to him like his dog. But an actor played the dog. But everybody saw him. Everybody else saw him as a dog, except for this guy who saw him as a person.
He was in The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, that's correct. That was a good movie. Did you see that?
I did.
Did you like that movie? That was a little out there.
Yes. I like little out there's.
Do we have that in our DVD collection? Is that our DVD alert of the day?
We probably still do. I'm sure we did it one time. Keep talking.
All right, well, that's it for today in history. Jennifer has nothing prepared for me today. At the top of the show, I mentioned...
We do have...
Let me take care of some business, Jennifer.
Okay, we do have it.
The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library asked me to give you this special public service announcement that Jennifer's going to embellish on. But here it is, Jennifer. The Friends of the
Hunterdon... Wait, is that a dig or you want me to embellish on it?
I do.
Okay.
I never dig you, Jennifer.
Not that way.
The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library are holding the first of a series of meetings of the general membership on Thursday, February 4th, which is next Thursday, Jennifer. By the way, program that I will not be here next Thursday. Jennifer will be here on her own to remind you about this meeting. It's going to be at 7 to 9 p.m. in the meeting room of the Hunterdon County Library on Route 12 in Flemington. This is Thursday, next February 4th. All members are invited to become more actively engaged in further growth and vitality of this fine organization. Please share your talents, ideas, and enthusiasm as the Friends begin a new year. And if you can attend, they would like you to RSVP. Jennifer, what's the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library email?
It is F-O...
HCL.
HCL at gmail.com. No.
Isn't it F-O-H-C-L Friends?
Friends. I don't... It's on our website. Let's look. The one they sent us was
the email
correct.
Address, if you would like to RSVP that you're coming and bringing a friend, which they would like, the
it's
address...
F-O-H-C-L Friends at gmail.com.
They're going to serve refreshments. And if you don't know about our Friends group, it's a very... active group that helps all of the county libraries in many ways. They've been helping us. They've been in existence for probably around 20 years because Kara was a baby when they first started. So just about 20 years, our latest edition of the Friends group has been in existence. You probably know them for their great book sale that they have every year in April. But they also do a lot more for us, and they give the money funds for a lot of our programming and furniture and
they have a monthly book
services.
Discussion group.
They have a book discussion group. So if you're out there listening to me and you're looking for a group, you've been looking for a group to get involved with a lot of great people, this is your group. And trust me on this one. This is the group you've been looking for. So once again.
And if you have any great fundraising ideas, you know, there's something that you've really been wanting to do. You want to organize a 5K, come and bring them.
Yes, because they are looking for other things to supplement the book sale funds to help the library.
They provide scholarships for one senior from every local high school, and I think a homeschooler as well. Each year, the proceeds from the first day, the tickets that are sold for the first day of the book sale.
For a high school senior from each of our county high schools.
Yes.
They also provide our museum passes. They give funds for our Maker's Day and gingerbread competition.
And they provide
our
the
art
plants,
show, our photography show.
The plants that are around the building.
Our summer concert series.
The landscaping around
the
library.
Of course, everybody loves the library. And if you love the library, too, and want to get involved with helping the library function, this is the group for you. And like I said, a lot of great people in this group. You'll instantly meet a lot of lifelong friends that you'll be sending Christmas cards to for years. So once again, for more information or to RSVP for this meeting, once again, that's on Thursday, February 4th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library, please email fohclfriends@gmail.com.
And if not, just stop in at the library.
Or just come on by. Yeah, they're not going to turn you away because you didn't RSVP, that's for sure. And you're going to meet a lot of great people. Maybe you're a single person out there, and maybe somehow you meet a significant other. You never know, Jennifer.
Keep going, Jim. Goodness.
Special friends of the Huntington County Library. They should have their own dating group. Okay, I'm digressing.
Oh, my goodness. You are so digressing.
Okay, so I have no idea what time it is, Jennifer. What time is it?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. It's 11:36.
It's 11:36, so 24 minutes. Jim Gannot will be here with his show, Taking Care of Business. Look at the weather. Jennifer mentioned there were 20% chance of snow showers one of these days coming up, which means there's 80% chance that there won't be snow showers. And I believe the weather for the foreseeable future is going to be moderate.
Yeah, mid to low 40s on Saturday and 40s to 50.
I believe they're
Sunday.
Expecting some rain next week, but the temperatures will be in the 50s. So hopefully everybody dug out from last Saturday's storm. Well, Flemington reportedly got 28-point-something inches
of snow. I wanted
to
know, did you know the official?
28.6, I believe.
Is that what it was?
Was Flemington was officially recorded with. Okay, but it was a very nice day. I like the snowstorm like that, where you had no intention of going anywhere on Saturday. It wasn't where you had to fight it. So you enjoyed a day at home, and then the next day you kind of just dug out. Or in my case, I dug out that night.
Wow.
Just to get it done. In the middle of, like, 10, I went there at 10 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness. Crazy.
That was good. I like, it sounds warm. It was nice. I like a snowblower, though, Jennifer.
You do.
Do you believe in snowblowers in the Winberry household?
I'm beginning to, let me tell you. Let me tell you, the
Monahan
household
snowblowers have saved more lives than any medical advancement ever.
Do you
Trust
know what?
Me
you
on
know
that
what?
One.
My mother told me, she heard on CBS Monday morning, that the reason people have heart attacks when they're shoveling snow, not because they're out of shape, but because it's a goal-oriented task.
And it's a repetitive motion.
She didn't say that. She said it was a goal-oriented, and because your blood vessels constrict in the cold. So, like, you could be the most fit person in the world and still.
Just got to know your limitations, Jennifer. You're getting tired, out of breath. You take a little break.
That's right.
But there's little things to do. You push the snow around
have no more room to push it.
I've got my little tricks. Like, instead of lifting it all the time, then to kind of break it up while you're catching your breath and then start lifting it again. Or buy a snowblower.
There you go. Since you're here today, can we give a sneak preview for the February bookmark?
So once again, program though, Jennifer will be flying solo, unless she has a surprise guest. Are you going to bring in a guest next week, Jennifer?
I hadn't planned on it.
No?
Mm-mm.
When do you get a nice guest in here? What about your husband? I bet your husband would be an interesting
he'd be interesting.
Co-host.
I have the February bookmark.
Yes.
And I sort of think there's something in between, in the flames, that's a word. Is that so?
Well, describe the bookmark.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a fireplace with four people's feet up. I suspect one of them is Jim Thatcher's because there's no socks on one of them. One set of feet. You know, I never
What's that
know,
mean?
You never wear socks.
What the heck does that mean? I'm wearing socks right now.
It has to be like below zero before you put socks
on. It's 38 degrees outside right now, Jennifer.
Oh. And then there's a whole bunch of things along the mantle, a duck, some candles, an old-fashioned clock.
So in case you don't know, every month the Huntington County Library issues a new bookmark with our monthly hours for that month and if we're closed or whatever. But it's also a design that hides the word of the month in it. And the term HCL is hidden several times. A little game for our patrons and our staff, which they seem to enjoy. Jennifer's currently partaking in it.
I have found HCL many places.
Did you find the word February first?
I did.
Okay.
But I think the logs are a word somewhere.
I don't know. I can't tell you.
Yes, you can.
I can tell you the word HCL is hidden 10 times.
That I'd believe. Oh, you know what?
If you kind of still don't know what we're talking about, think of Hirschfeld, famous artist, used to hide the word, the name of his daughter in his drawings.
Or think about if you used to read...
And what was his daughter's name, Jennifer?
I don't know. I never found it. If you used to read highlights...
His daughter's name was Nina.
In the doctor's office. And you used to look for...
I used to do that, and I used to stink at that.
Really?
Because I was probably always in a panic that I was about to go into the doctor's office. My mind wasn't straight. Can't be expected to What were the two kids? One was the screw up and one was the good boy. And the one would always do bad things. One would be Goofus and Gallant or something like that in that book.
Yes.
I was the Goofus guy.
No, I was too busy doing the puzzles. I didn't read the cartoons. Don't be ridiculous, Jim Thatch. How did Read a Latte go? The kickoff event for the summer reading.
I heard Read a Latte. They had their kickoff meeting on January 21st. Read a Latte, of course, is the adult winter reading club. So if you were a member of our adult summer reading club, we've kind of added another season, Jennifer. Is an adult fall reading club far behind?
I don't know. I'm going to kind of guess not. But
so if you would like more information on joining an adult winter reading club, which is you just read books on your own and then you kind of record them online, you can submit reviews of the books for other people in the club that are looking for books to read. Jennifer will actually go on the webpage right now, pick out a review, and read one for us.
All right. I was going to say there's a reading challenge also where you're challenged to read a book that has become a movie, read a book with a number in the title, with a one-word title, book of short stories, set somewhere you'd love to visit, that a friend recommended, a book that scares you, that came out the year you were born with a color in the title, a book you own but have not read, originally written in a different language, a book of essays written by someone with your same initials.
Lord of the Rings. It was written in Middle Earth. So I've understood.
A book you have started but not finished, that it is an author's debut novel. You judged a book by a cover, that is a cozy mystery.
Got it.
All right.
Okay, Jennifer, can we get a book review now?
I'm going to a book review. There have been none posted so far.
Because the group has just started.
It just started. What is up right now are reviews that I have written about books.
Isn't that convenient? Go ahead, Jennifer. Pick the shortest one, please.
The shortest one. No, I'm not going to read
it. Is there anyone under three paragraphs?
They're all under three paragraphs. My favorite one just came out this week.
Okay.
It's The X by Alifer Burke.
X meaning like ex-wife?
Correct. Except ex-fiancé in this case. And Alifer Burke is the daughter of James Lee Burke, the prolific author.
Of course.
And she writes two series, and they're both set in New York City, and she writes some standalones, and then some books where the series, the characters meet each other. This one was announced as a standalone, but I've posted all over social media where anyone will listen that this should be the first of a new series because this heroine was just so great. Olivia...
Do you identify with her?
I really don't. I want to. Olivia Randall is formidable in the courtroom. Her personal life has pretty much always been in shambles, as evidenced by when her ex-fiancé's daughter, Buckley Harris, reaches out to her to help her father, Jack. Jack has been arrested for the murder of Malcolm Neely along with two bystanders. Neely's son Todd was a disturbed teenager whose murderous rampage at Grand Central one morning killed Jack's wife and Buckley's mother. Jack and other survivors filed suit against Neely but lost just shortly before Neely is killed. The fantastic story of how he was, and when I say fantastic, I mean like fantastic, unimaginable, not fantastic, like really great. The fantastic story of how he was at the football field the morning of the murder but didn't kill anyone is quickly debunked when no one can locate the woman who is said to have invited Jack to the field, and gunshot residue was found on his shirt. Motivated initially by guilt, Olivia sets out to side with Jack, certain he didn't kill anyone, but as she takes a closer look at the evidence, she wonders if the man who was clinically depressed 20 years ago after their breakup has finally snapped. This complex, convoluted case is enough to make a terrific standalone thriller, but coupled with the damaged, tough-as-nails on the outside loyal-to-a-fault heroine, Olivia Randall, it could, readers will hope, be only the first appearance of Olivia.
So she thinks he went on this because 20 years ago she broke up with him.
No, but he was...
And he can't get over it.
No, he was an
get
author.
Get over yourself.
No, not that. It's like he was institutionalized after they broke up.
Because she was just so wonderful and he couldn't stand
losing her. No, it was a pretty
her.
Nasty breakup. And he's an author, so he's very, very emotional. And then he gets married to this wonderful woman and they have this great kid. And then his wife is killed at Grand Central. So she's afraid, like she knew his mental state back 20 years ago. And then he loses the suit, the wrongful death suit, against the man whose son did the killing. He You're yawning.
So it's all over the place.
It is, and it's really good. So you should read that.
Okay, and what's the name of the book again? The X.
The X.
By the daughter of a famous writer.
Yes. She's a famous writer on her own.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. Also, at the top of the show, do we need to go to commercial?
We do, but you want to do the top of the show. Okay, we have a few more commercials to get through, and then we'll hear what Jim's referring to at the top of the show.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show, and I know you've all been waiting with bated breath, as have I, to find out what Jim's going to talk about that he mentioned at the top of the show.
You know, we didn't need any wise guys over there. Getting a little lippy. Okay, Jennifer, 2016 is a whole new group of displays and exhibits at the Hunterdon County Library. We're all booked throughout the month of 2016, so let me fill you in on what's coming up. Of course, currently until the end of the month, which is this weekend, the Hunterdon Central Art Department presents their student show in the main gallery and in the exhibit cases. So you still only have a couple days left to see that until February comes. And then in February, in both the gallery and the exhibit case, we'll be showing historic Flemington pictures brought to us by the Flemington Women's Club. So this is a new display for us.
That's new.
And then in the main gallery in March, look for paintings, oil paintings by Lynn Ebeling, and collages by Edith Victor in the exhibit cases. In April, Joanne Bodner, a member of the Hunterdon Watercolor Society and a wonderful artist, will be showing her watercolors in the main gallery. And an art teacher and student show presented by Marianne Holcomb will be in the exhibit cases. In May, Mike Bone Designs, Mike Brennan, a unique illustrator and artist, will show his work in the main gallery. And then the first of 2 months of the Hunterdon County Chamber's 100th anniversary, a lot of photos and artifacts celebrating 100 years of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. June, our annual June show, is the Hunterdon Watercolor Society as a whole will be showing their work. This is a great group and a great show that actually bought the lights for our gallery. We thank them for that. And then the 100th anniversary of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Pictures and Artifacts show continues in the exhibit cases in June. Then in July, the annual Senior Citizen Art Show, which we've been doing ever since I've worked at the library, Jennifer, and we're talking 28 years. I'm almost a senior citizen that can actually start submitting work in the show pretty soon, I think. I wonder what the deadline is. What is considered a senior citizen these days?
I don't know what they consider. You can join ARP at 50. Some people can collect Social Security at 60.
I might be a senior citizen now, Jennifer. Oh, my. I don't think I can go on. reading this. I'm too depressed.
On. You do go on.
Okay. Also in July, Jennifer, in the exhibit cases, we have the Courthouse Quilters, a display from them. I'm sure one of Jennifer's most popular shows. Jennifer's a quilter herself.
I was even a member of that for a year.
August, Jennifer, Jack Looney presents a photography show about with pictures from the Galapagos Islands in the main gallery. And then there'll be wood sculpture and wood carvings in the exhibit cases by Richard McQuarrie. That's in August. In September, Jennifer, Keith Dinson will display his paintings in the main gallery and the consignment shop in Flemington. Thank Chris Vogel for this. We'll be displaying a lot of things that they sell to help. What is the group that they help, Jennifer?
They're Safe and Hunterdon.
Safe and Hunterdon. So they put items in the cases that you can buy, like secondhand clothes.
And the staff does.
Pocketbooks and jewelry and things like that that you can purchase. And all proceeds go to Safe and Hunterdon. Mm-hmm. And October is our annual amateur photography show in both the cases and in the main gallery. And then in November, Patrick Shannon presents an exhibit of his photography in the main gallery. And I have the consignment shop again in November. I have to double check that one, Jennifer, because I have two names. Nancy Zarbach is also there. So the consignment shop actually might be doing it twice since November's a good shopping month. You could come shopping at the Hunterdon County Library. Just another one of our services. And finally in December, which we've been doing for the past 5 years, is our annual gingerbread competition on display in the main gallery and the exhibit cases. So just another reason to come to the Hunterdon County Library just to see our great local exhibitors and collectors.
And we should say that with the Chamber's 100th anniversary, there was a kickoff celebration on Tuesday with a train ride of the Black River and Western.
Yes, that, I saw pictures of that. It looked very interesting.
Yeah, there's pictures on nj.com/Hunterdon. And I was at my parents' house in Three Bridges on Monday, and the Black River and Western train tracks ran right in front of it. And they were hand-digging out parts of it and clearing it, so I guess they wanted to make sure it was all clear.
Oh, it went that way?
I don't know which way it went.
It used to go toward Ringo's, doesn't it?
I don't know if it started. Sometimes it starts in Ringo's. I don't know which way it went.
Interesting. So how often does the train come go by your parents' house?
In the summer, quite a lot.
Does it?
Yeah. They had a wedding train go by.
Where's
one time.
The terminus on that end?
I don't know. I think it must be around Neshannock.
Is it?
But I don't know where they turn
and
around.
And does it go all the way to Lambertville? I believe it does.
I think it, but
it
not.
It used to.
Yeah, it used to. I don't know. I always kind of picture it running between Ringo's and Flemington.
So Black River and Western Railroad members of the Chamber, if you've never been on their Polar Express rides, they do that in the winter. And in the summer, they have many different excursions. It's a lot of fun. I used to take my kids when they were little.
And they did a lot with the 300th committee. Yes. They did some. I think they even have another excursion coming up involved with the 300th. It may be the 302nd anniversary of Hunterdon County. But the tricentennial is the 300th committee now, and they're still doing a lot of programs.
Tercentennial.
It is tercentennial, I know.
I know. I've been corrected many times by a person that shall remain nameless.
Mm-hmm. Other than me?
It wasn't you.
I know it wasn't me. on the 16th of February at the headquarters library, there's going to be a talk, Black Slaves and Soldiers of the American Revolution.
Is this for the tricentennial?
It's for the 300th. Now it's called the 300th.
Okay.
And that is the only event listed right now on their website for February. In March, they're going to have mapping, history mapping and the American Revolution and children's crafts projects. So don't forget, even though the 300th anniversary is over, still go to their website, 100300th.org, and click on their events calendar for a list of all the events, and tickets and reservations are still required. And then they do have snow dates set up for a lot of these programs.
So we have every month we add new books and DVDs and CDs to our collection. Here's what's available to be put on hold or to take out of the Hunterdon County Library starting in February. Our DVDs, we have Spectre, the latest James Bond movie, ready for you. Bridge of Spies, which was the latest Tom Hanks movie, if I'm not mistaken. Spotlight. I don't know what that one is. Truth. And Freeheld. Is that like a nostalgic look at Freehold?
Very funny. I don't know.
CDs we've added, Death of a Bachelor by Panic at the Disco. One of Jennifer's favorite groups, I'm sure. Now That's What I Call Music 57. That's
for those of you who remember K-Tel and like the pop music of the Billboard Top Hits. Yes. I think that's sort of the
evolution. I used to buy those K-Tel albums. Downton Abbey, The Ultimate Collection, is a CD we now have too. For all you avid Downton Abbey fans, are you an avid? I would think you would love Downton Abbey.
Not particularly.
No. I'm shocked.
But Dame Maggie Smith has a new movie coming out that I'm really excited about.
I didn't ask anything about Dame Maggie Smith.
She's in Downton Abbey.
I know, but I don't care what else she's doing. I know. It's something where she lives in a van or something.
She's a homeless woman, and it's based on... Alan Bennett wrote it, I think, the playwright, and I think it's based on...
I saw the preview in a movie
theater. Yeah, how does it look? I read the review in the
It looks
Times.
Interesting.
Jennifer would like it then.
Yes. I'm surprised you don't like Downton Abbey. Really, I thought that you'd be all over Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Juvenile books we've added to our collection, Salt to the Sea by Ruth Sepetys, Pax by Sarah Pennypacker, Mr. Lemoncello's Library Olympics, and Surf's Up.
And that's by Chris Grabenstein, isn't it, Mr. Lemoncello?
That is true.
He's been at the county library before.
Oh, has he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's a really great
guy. And finally, adult books we've added to our collection, Breakdown by Jonathan Kellerman, Find Her by Lisa Gardner, A Girl's Guide to Moving On by Debbie McComber, The Wolves by Alex Berenson, and The Art of War by Stephen Kuntz. So if you want to put any of these online, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right in the upper right corner is our online catalog. Right? Don't you click on that?
Mm-hmm. So search the catalog.
Search the catalog, bring the book up and put a hold on it.
That's right.
And that's all I have to say about that.
That's all you have to say about that. Okay, well, all I have to say about that is thank you for listening. Hi, Morgan. Hi, Lo. Hi, Scott. She's listening. Never mind. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
I enjoyed the meeting, and I thought it was a very positive and constructive meeting.
Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders is calling yesterday's private meeting with President Obama very constructive. The Vermont senator said he's concerned about the $1 trillion debt and other challenges, but noted how far the nation has come under Obama's leadership. Sanders sounded upbeat when reporters asked him about Iowa.
If there is a large turnout, I think we win. If not, I think we're going to be struggling.
Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz says Donald Trump is backing out of tonight's GOP debate because he's afraid of Iowa's voters. Cruz told Fox News Hannity he thinks Trump is afraid the voters of Iowa know he's not a true conservative. The Texas senator claims Trump supports amnesty for illegal immigrants and agrees with Democrat Hillary Clinton on health care. NASA centers across the country are holding ceremonies today to mark the 30th anniversary of the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster. Challenger was lost during the 25th flight of the Space Shuttle program, and the fleet was grounded for the next 3 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Get the home you've been dreaming of with hundreds of incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. It's your last chance to get our most popular whitewashed flooring styles 20% off, like Bellawood 3/4-inch solid carriage house white ash and beautiful Pearl City Click bamboo. Or warm up your home with 3/4-inch solid pre-finished cherry spice red maple for just $2.99 and get 45% off gorgeous hand-scraped red oak. It's now an amazing $1.99. And all butcher block countertops are on sale. Plus, get laminate and vinyl plank from 59 cents and 18-month special financing. Don't miss these unbeatable deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
One terrorism.